Venezuelan National Guard troops fired tear gas early Saturday on residents who were clearing a blocked-off bridge connecting Venezuela and Colombia to allow humanitarian aid to enter Venezuela. Venezuela's opposition has promised to forcibly bring the aid into the country Saturday from Colombia, using trucks and throngs of people who camped out overnight to help with the deliveries. But Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has objected to opposition leader Juan Guaido's plans, declaring Venezuela is not a nation of beggars, and maintaining the aid is the first stage of a U.S. invasion. Transporting aid into Venezuela would be a symbolic achievement for the opposition and also would signal Maduro is losing control. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liao He expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies as both sides agreed to continue their negotiations for two more days. There is cause for some optimism, according to Yan Lang, an associate professor of economics at Willamette University.
So the most recent talks have focused on some very thorny issues like, you know, technology transfer, intellectual property rights protection, agriculture services, and currency. So the fact that the both sides show some optimism about, you know, possible deals, progress, I think that's a great sign.
The vice premier has been granted authority to negotiate directly with the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping. President Trump said his decision to leave a small number of U.S. troops in Syria does not constitute a reversal to his plan to withdraw all troops from the country. This is VOA News. Officials in northeastern India say at least 84 people have died and another 200 people, some of them in critical condition, have been hospitalized after drinking bootleg liquor. Many of the victims are tea plantation workers. Police have initiated an investigation and several people have been arrested. Hundreds of people die yearly in India from drinking the cheap, illegally produced brew. Less than 2 weeks ago, more than 100 people died in northern India from drinking tainted alcohol. Bishops and archbishops from all over the world gathered at the Vatican on Saturday to attend the third day of a historical sex abuse prevention summit called by Pope Francis. Clerical leaders are ready to focus in particular on transparency after the entire day Friday dedicated to the topic of accountability. Monsignor Robert Christopher Ndiovu is the Archbishop of Harare in Zimbabwe.
First, maybe we shall see with the conclusions. I think that they'll point the way to see exactly what is good. At the moment, it's just discussions, sharing notes, and experiences from one country to the another. And I think that in itself is positive.
Two U.S. cardinals have confirmed that the Vatican is working on clarification to a 2016 law that was supposed to hold bishops and religious superiors accountable when they failed to protect their flocks. Millions of Nigerians arrived to the polls today to choose a new leader a week after the election was postponed. There are more than 70 candidates for president, but two are more prominent, incumbent Muhammadu Buhari and the main opposition figure, former vice president Atiku Abubakar. But as VOA's Timothy Obiesu reports from Abuja, the decision to choose who leads Africa's most populous nation solely rests on the people.
It is barely 3 hours after the polls opened in Nigeria, but this polling center is swarming with voters. Marcus Abu is with his wife, but he says he had his doubts.
If this election has been happened that last week, the expectation of the people will be higher than today, because the morale of people last week make this week will make the, some of us will not believe whether the election will go on today.
Both top candidates for president, Buhari and Atiku Abubakar, promised to boost the economy and alleviate widespread poverty. Whoever emerges as president will not only be faced with economic challenges, security will be a top priority. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja.
Word that Special Counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks has Washington on edge. Speculation is rife over what Mueller will conclude in his report. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.